It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The deadline is looming for Governor Evers to sign a new two-year budget, with the fiscal year coming to a close Monday.
While negotiations continue, at least two legislative Republicans called for a budget boycott. In a Facebook post, Republican Senate Majority Leader Chris Kapinga says he prefers the option to let the current budget carry over into next year. Here's Kapinga Sunday on WISN's Upfront.
There are so many factors, like I said, that it would be hard to get to a yes. Probably most concerning back to the veto pen, just because I don't know what he could turn that into.
To get an update on where budget talks stand, we turn to WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Joint Finance Committee is expected to meet today, the Budget Writing Committee. Budget negotiations have been on and off between Governor Evers and top Republicans. Where do we stand now?
I'm going to give you a little bit of an I don't know kind of answer.
All
because
right.
It's an unusual budget year in the fact that they are talking with the governor. That just normally doesn't really happen in Wisconsin. That's not how the process has unfolded since 2019, since Governor Tony Evers became governor and Republican legislators have worked with him or kind of against him. This year, they have negotiated with him. Then they stopped. Then Republicans were kind of building the budget themselves. Then it looked like, you know, Senate Republicans didn't have Republican votes to pass it in their chamber. And so it sounds like Assembly Republicans, at least, are again talking with the governor. That now maybe Republicans are going to build the budget themselves again. There's a lot of stuff that could be happening. We'll get a better picture of it potentially after today when the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to meet. We don't have time in this segment for me to run through every agency that they are going to potentially vote on today because it's a very long list. But there's just weird stuff happening this year in terms of who's going to buddy up basically to pass this thing, because Senate Republicans not necessarily having the votes to pass it in their chamber has put the GOP in kind of a tough spot.
Well, that's interesting because Republicans narrowly control the state Senate, 18 to 15. So will they need Democratic votes to get a plan across the finish line? And if that is the case, wouldn't they need to put some things in this budget that Democrats would support?
I think so, yeah. And so they're talking with Evers because, I mean, he has shown a willingness to negotiate with Republicans on some big issues, like think about, you know, shared revenue or local government funding. Last session, they cut a big deal kind of with Evers taking the lead for Democrats. And if the governor comes out and says, this is a deal I can support, it will put pressure on at least some Democratic senators to say, you know, I don't like everything about this, but I'm going to vote for it. So that's one outcome that could happen. We just haven't seen that really cutting a deal like that since Evers took office. And so I'm not sure exactly what that would look like, but it does, if you take the Republican senators who have said they're likely no's on this thing at their word, Senator Steve Noss and Chris Kapinga, and they have done this before, that, you know, Republicans kind of have to get Democratic support somewhere, at least one vote.
Governor Evers huddling with reporters Wednesday and seemed to express some optimism on the budget. Here he is in DePere.
We can get this done. We're a state that's a purple state, and that means that everybody has to compromise some. And so I'm looking forward to that happening.
And he also said Monday he wouldn't sign a budget if it doesn't include continued funding for childcare providers. How much of a sticking point is that? And are there other specific items holding up this budget?
The childcare providers does seem like one of the issues that the governor is kind of willing to stick his neck out on. That if you remember, like at the start of the pandemic or during the pandemic, we'll say the federal government sent Wisconsin hundreds of millions of dollars for this child care subsidy. And numerous child care providers around the state have said, look, if it weren't for that, we would have closed our doors a long time ago. And so the governor has wanted to make that program permanent with state funding. He didn't get it in the last budget, but he had some extra federal funding sitting around that he was able to use to keep it going a bit longer. But that program is, or that funding is set to expire. And so that is one of the wild cards here in these negotiations.
I think
I would say normally.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. Well, I was just going to add, normally when the governor comes out and, you know, if he, when I heard him kind of say, I'll veto a budget if it doesn't fund childcare, I was expecting Speaker Voss to say, to push back and, you know, respond aggressively, let's say. And you didn't hear that, though. Speaker Voss and Governor Evers are not attacking each other in that way. So that is why it's definitely a different budget year, because an ultimatum like that might be met by another ultimatum in another year, and that's not happening.
So what happens if they go over the deadline? What are some consequences?
So there could be consequences for individual programs like child care counts. If that federal money runs out and there's no way for, there's no extra money sitting around this time for the governor to kind of plug the gap while negotiations continue, there could be consequences. But for, you know, most of state government, there's nothing happens. That the old budget just rolls over into the new budget. It's not like at the federal government where if you don't hit this deadline, there's a shutdown and, you know, offices close and it's a bit more chaotic. In Wisconsin, the old budget just carries over. And so that gives people like Senators Kapinga and Nass a little bit of leverage to say, look, there's no emergency here. We're just not going to pass budget. It'll be okay. As this drags on, though, if it were to drag on, we don't know if it would.
Sean,
but, you know, and you, go ahead, Kate. Sorry.
I was just going to say thank you so much for this budget update. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.